Like the nostrils, two nose, two holes there.
So Rashi says it means choytim echad. Each bowl had like one nose. The safil, the neck of echad bechoytim, and each one only had one hole. The kids, each bowl only had one hole in it. Now echad muve, the echad dak. One was a little bit thicker, the hole, and one was a little bit dark, a little bit narrower, the hole. We'll see why. Today she used shneiim kolim of asachas. In order that both the water and the wine, in order they used to make now nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim. So these two bowls, one bowl they filled up with the gimelugim of yayin, and one bowl was filled up with the gimelugim of mayim. We wanted them both to end off. In other words, you filled up these bowls, and now there was a hole on the bottom that the water and the yayin dripped down to the bottom of the mizbeach. So we wanted that both of these bowls should empty out at the same time. So therefore, you had to have one a little bit bigger, one a little bit smaller. Like we'll see in the Gemara, because the water goes out much faster than the yayin would, because the yayin is a little bit thicker. Therefore, in order they should end at the same time, you had to have one a little bit wider, the hole, that the wine had to have a little bit a little bit wider, the hole, that they'll both end off at the same time. Yes. That the Mishnah again says that Echad Dak and Echad Muber, Kedei Shiyu Shneim Kolim Abasachas. Now, Ma'arovoi Shomayim, has the bowl that's more on the Ma'arov side, more towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, was used for the Nisach HaMayim, and Mizrocha, the one more towards the east side, that was Shoyayin made with the Nisach of the Yayin. Now, what about if it got mixed up? Ira Shomayim L'Toych Shoyayin, they poured the water into the Yayin side, V'Shoyayin L'Toych Shomayim, or else they poured the wine into the Ma'arov side, onto the bowl that was usually used for the Nisach HaMayim, the locher is yotze. Still yotze, it's not a psul. Rabbi Yehuda says, Belug hoye menasech, kol shemoyne. He says two chedushim. Now he argues two things on the Tanakhama. First of all, it wasn't when they went to fetch the water, they didn't fetch it in the pitcher that held gimelugim. They only collected one lug worth of water. And also, not only on the 7 days of Sukkot, but Kol Shemayin, even on Shemini Atzeres, also, even on the 8th day, on Shemini Atzeres, it was also the mitzvah to have Nisach HaMayim, according to Rav Yehuda. Now, the Mishnah says, Ulumanaseich Oyman Loi Hakbo, to the Kohen that was making the Nisach, that was pouring the water into these bowls, we used to tell them, lift up your hand. Hakbo Yodecha, lift up your hand. Why? Shepam Echad, it once happened, that Nosach Echad Agabe Raglov, it was once like a Tzeduki there. The Tzeduki is a Rosh, he's not Mekabel, the Torah Shabbat Peh, he only does what says in the Torah, and in the Torah it doesn't say clearly the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, therefore they didn't hold from the Nisach HaMayim. So they took the water and they just threw it down on their feet, they didn't do the mitzvah, put it on the Mizbeach, put it on the holes, on these bowls, on the top of the Keren, Marav is dryness of the Mizbeach. So what happened? The Ragmu Kol Om, the Esrogayim, all the people around there, like they did the Nisach HaMayim in the morning, and people were still holding the Esrog in the morning, so they took the Esrog and they threw it at this person and they killed him. They were Agmu Kolom V'Esrogayim. So therefore, that this thing should not happen again, to make sure the Kohen is not a Tzuki, we tell him, make sure to lift up your hand that to do the Nisach HaMayim the way you are supposed to. Now, K'maseyo B'choyol Kach Maseyo B'Shabbos, the same way you bring the Nisach HaMayim in the weekday, who are then, and when Shabbos, any day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, also we do the Nisach HaMayim. Ela only, Shoyim Amala Mi'erev Shabbos. They used to fill up the water on Erev Shabbos on Friday, because you're not allowed to carry the water on Shabbos. They used to fill it up on Erev Shabbos, Chav Yishol Zov, a golden pitcher, She'enam Mekudeshes. Now they used to make sure this Kli now was not a Kli Shoris, it did not have a Kedushas Aguf. Because if it would have been a Kli Shoris that you're fetching the water with, so when the water goes inside the Kli, the water becomes Kaddish. Now the halacha is, anything that's Kaddish has a psulina. When it stays overnight, so to use it the next day, Shabbos in the morning, would really be possible. You see, you can't have it in a Kli Shoris. So the Eitzer is, fetch it now in a regular Kli that has no Kedusha. Min HaShiluach, from the Shiluach, you fetch the water on Friday, O Manicha B'Lishcha, and leave it overnight in a special room in the Lishcha, in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now what's going to happen, Lo Yitzu Nishbecha, the water spills out over Shabbos night, or else the pitcher becomes uncovered, that you're not allowed to use now the water for the Nisach HaMayim. So what do you do on Shabbos morning? They used to use the water from the kir. That was also Kedusha. You could use it. So Rashi says, Umeyakira for Pishin Yim Shach Vugdish Liklisharis, even though it has a Kedushas of a Klisharis on it. Umekadish Meimav, and the water was Kaddish. So the Chura, why wasn't the water possible last night? That here it is, in the Son of Belina, Shoyim Ashakoyim Oisoid, Mindarev Vabor. Today, what we have in the Gemara Numa. Every night used to put the key or down inside a bar, inside the mine, inside the well, the water. So therefore the water did not have a psalina on it. So now when they picked up the key or in the morning, Shabbos in the morning, they were able to use its water for the nisach ha-mayim. Now what's wrong if the water was left uncovered at night? So the Mishnah says, shahayayin v'hamayim megulin, if you have water or you have wine that was left uncovered, the locher is psulin agabi mizbeach. You're not allowed to use this psal for the mizbeach. And we're always afraid that maybe a snake came and drank from it and left off some poison there. So Rashi learns if there's poison in it now, you did not have the shear. They used to take exact the measurement of the gimel lugim for the water, for the nesach hamayim, and you have to use exact the measurement. So therefore, if a little bit is made out of poison, it's not all made out of water, you don't have a shear for nesach hamayim. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos says that's not the maskonah ha-gemara. The maskonah ha-gemara is the reason why it's possible is because ha-kriveh nola fechasecha. You can't bring something on the Mizbeach, something that we ourselves would not use. Like, since we ourselves are not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink now this water or this yayin, because it's a sakana, maybe there's poison in it, therefore you can't bring it on the Mizbeach either. Therefore, if the water was left uncovered last night, the answer is to take new water from the Kiyar Shabbos in the morning. Gemara says now, Minohan Emili, how do we know this, Yisoid, that you're supposed to blow the shofar, the shash you bring the Nisach HaMayim, like the Mishnah says, when they brought the water into the shower, into the azara, they used to blow the shofar. Omer Ravino, the Amakor, the Pasuk says, Ushafte Mayim Besosin. You have to fetch the water with Sosin with Simcha, and blowing the shofar is also an Indian of Sosin of Simcha. Gemara says now, a Shver Gemara here, exactly what it means, we don't know too clear. But the Gemara says, Hanu Tre Mini. There were two different Minim, two Apikorsim. Rishoyim, it's two Rishoyim and Apikoris. Is Dovik and Avodah Zarah. Chad Shimei Sosin, one person's name was Sosin, V'chad Shimei Simcha, one person's name was Simcha. Is Omule Simcha the Sosin, the one called Simcha, Sosin said to the one called Simcha, Ano Adifu Minoch, I'm greater than you. The Pasuk says, Sosin V'Simcha Yasigu. So it says Sosin first, Mashmah Sosin is more greater than Simcha. Omule Simcha, so the other one said back, no, Omule Simcha the Sosin, the one that was called Simcha said to the one that was called Sosin, no, Adif, Ano Adifu Minoch, I'm greater than you. The Pasuk says, Simcha V'Sosin LaYehudim. You see, Simcha comes first. So good to hear the Sivan of Sukkim, that calls upon him, that's what one said to the other. Omalei Sosan the Simcha, the one called Sosan said to the one called Simcha, as he didn't win him over yet. He said, you know, Chad Yerim is going to come a day that Shavkuch, they're going to leave you, Vishavicha Parvanka, they're going to make you the messenger to go in front to tell what's doing. The Pasuk says, Ki Vesimcha Seitzeyu, or Simcha, you're going to go out, you're going to be like the messenger to go out in front to tell everybody how to go, which way to go, if the roads are good or not. You're going to become a messenger. Omalei Simcha Sosin. So the one called Simcha said that to the one called Sosin. Chad Yoimin, what's going to happen to you? One day it's going to come about, Shav Kuch, they're going to leave you over. Omolo b'chomayim, and they're going to fill you up with water. The prophet says, Ushav Temayim the Sosin. We're going to fill up water with Sosin, so we're going to use you Sosin to fill up the water. Is Omalei Humino Lishdishmei Sosin. There's one min. There was other Gnavoy de Zora. His name was called Sosin. He spoke to Rabavua. He spoke to Rabavua. And he said, Asidosoi, the Timluli Mayim Liyam Liyosi. So it come out that you're going to have to use me to fetch you water, Losalovi. Is the Chsiv, the Potek says, Ushafta Mayim the Sosin. You're going to have to fetch you water with Sosin. You're going to have to come unto me. Is Omlis, Rabavua said back to him, I have a Chsiv, Lis Sosin, Kedekarmata. The Potek would have said, Ushafta Mayim, Lis Sosin, you'd be right. But Bahash to the Chsiv, now that the Pasuk says this Sosin, it just means to say, Moshe the Hugavr, we're going to take you, Mishavin and Leguda, and we're going to make you into a pitcher. O Malin and Beimai, we're going to fill you up with water. That's all the Pasuk means to say. Again, so exactly what this Kumachazal means here, we don't know exactly too clear. More vital. The Mishnah says, Olo Ba Kevesh Ufona Lismerli. The Kohen now used to go up on the Kevesh to bring the Nisach HaMayim, and right away he would turn to make a left turn to go to the Keren Maravis Dronis. Because the Kevesh itself was on the Durham side. So to make a right turn would be towards Mizrach. You have to go all the way around the Mizbeach. So we say, no, you can make a left turn to go straight to the Maravis Dronis. Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. Kolo oilin le mizbeach. Usually whoever goes up to the mizbeach, oilin derech yimin. You have to go up and make a right turn, umakifin, and go all around the mizbeach. The yard and derech smirl, and now you come down on the other side, on the left side of the kevish, of the plank. Chutz, except min oilo lishloish advarim. Accept somebody that's going up for three different things. Soish advarim halolu. These three things, she'oilin derech smirl, you have a right to go up the left side of the plank, v'chayzun aleikiv, and go backwards, go off backwards on the left side, come down backwards. V'yeluhen, these are the three things. Nisach hamayim, the crane that went up there with the water. The nisach hamayim, even though it was on the left side, you did not have to walk all the way around the right side, you were allowed to go straight to the left side. The nisach hayayin, the same thing, the crane that has the wine to do the nisach hayayin every single day. V'yelasayif, who are them when the crane is doing a carbon of the yelasayif, which even the Malika had to be done on top of the Mizbeach, Kisharab Sobe Mizruch. Because even though the Chetchinu the Mitzvah was to do it on the east side, on the Karen Mizruchis Dreimis, that was the Karen to do it. But sometimes it was too crowded there, there were too many Kanam doing the Avodah there, too many Kabonis there, so then you had a right to go to the left side, to go to the Karen Marovis Dreimis. So in such a time, you did not have to walk all the way around the Mizbeach. You would rather go up and make right away a left turn to go straight to the Karen Marovis Dreimis. So Rashi explains the Pshat is because in order to have to go all the way around the Mizbeach, it was very long. It was 32 by 32 Amos. You have to walk more than over 100 Amos. So we're afraid that there's a lot of smoke on top of the Mizbeach from all the Marochas that were being burnt. So we're afraid maybe the wine will get smoked, or maybe the water will get smoke in it, and it won't be nice to use that water for the Nisach HaMayim or Nisach HaYayin. That's why we don't let you walk all the way around. We'd rather let you make right away a left turn. And then we're then by Ola Soif, by young bird, we're afraid maybe the bird will die from all the smoke on top of the Mizbeach. So therefore we don't tell you to walk all the way around the Mizbeach. We'd rather let you right away make a left turn to go straight to the Karen Dreimis Marovis. The Mer says weiter, these two bowls, according to you, they wasn't made out of silver. It was just made out of white lime, just it looked black because of the wine. So Mer says, Bishleim the yayin mashchir. Bishleim the vessel that was used for the yayin, nisach yayin, is good why it turned black a little bit, because the wine made it black. But the maya, the one that was set aside for nisach mayim, my mashchir, water doesn't make it black. And the Gemara Kivu and the Yomamara, since we learned before, let's say you, by mistake, poured the water into the vessel of the yayin. Or else, you poured the wine into the vessel that was usually used for nesach amayim, yotza. Since you make the mitzvah that way, it could be that the vessel used for the water also became black, because sometimes, by mistake, they put wine into that vessel. Now we say each vessel had like a nose on the bottom of it, and there was a hole inside it. Each one had one. One was wider than the other one. So Gemara says, "Zechur lema masnisim Rav Yehuda." Our Mishnah Zechur goes according to Rav Yehuda. V'lei Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan. In other words, the Mishnah's mashma, one hole has to be bigger than the other. And the Mishnah says the reason is because we want the two vessels to empty out at the same time. So the Havi Minir is water and wine empties out the same speed. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda learns that the water is only one lug of water. By the yayin, there's three lugim. So therefore, you have to have a bigger hole on the wine that they empty out at the same time. But below Rabbanin, because according to the Rabbanin, both the water and the yayin both have three gimel lugim. So they both have the same measurement. Why can't we have the exact same hole on both kalim that they both empty out at the same time? The Gemara says it's none. We learned. They only used one lug of water. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good why the hole had to be a little bit bigger. But according to the Rabbanin, since both had exactly gimel lugim, so why did one hole have to be bigger than the other one? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Rabbanin, if we go according to Rabbanin, ki adodininu, both had the exact same measurement, the same amount of water he had as wine, so what do we have to have two different holes for? The Gemara says, "Afilu teimer Rabbanan." If you want to tell me, go according to Rabbanan Shita here. True, both had the exact same measurement. You had the same amount of wine as you had the water. But I tell you, chamru samach. Wine is thicker; it doesn't come out so fast. Maya kolish. Water is light and goes out very fast. So even though both had gimelugim, but if they would have both had the same size hole, the water would empty out faster, much faster, more than the yayin. That's why the yayin had to have a little bit wider hole in order that they should both empty out at the same time. So the emes now mishta could go even according to the rabbanin lav dafka Reb Yehuda. So Gemara says hachi nami mistav. This is the svar also. The Reb Yehuda, if the mishta goes according to Reb Yehuda, rocha the kotzer isle. Reb Yehuda used the lashon of rocha the kotzer, wide and smaller, not a lashon of dak and muva. It should have said lashon of rocha the kotzer. In other words, like Rashi says, the lashon of kotzav or rochav. Rochav wide is much from a wider space than muva. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan Shita, you have to have the wine is a little bit bigger. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the wine has to be much, much more wider. Because the wine has gimel lugim, and the water only has one lug. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lashon is wider. All right, turn over. Yes, we're saying what? That Hochin Nami Mestavra comes Agori, that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin and not according to Reb Yehuda Shita. Because according to Reb Yehuda, he says Lashon of Rocha Vekotzer. We have to write the Tanya, we don't like this. Reb Yehuda Weiner, Shnei Kashvoyus Hayusham. He'll have two bowls there. On top of the Mizbeach. Echot Shomayim, one was used for Nisach HaMayim, V'yechot Shoyayim, for Nisach HaYayim. Shoyayim, the one that was used for the wine. Pia Rochav, the opening was much wider. Shomayim pizza, Pia Kotzer. The one they used for the water, its opening was much smaller. Kadesh Yushnayim Kolom of Asachas. Why was one wider than the other one? In order that they should end off at the same time. So Shemamin is very good. That Reb Yehuda Taka learns that there's three gimel, three lugim of wine, and one lug of water. So you had to have a much wider hole on the wine than you have on the water. Vashenkanau Mishnah just says Lashon of Muva. Goes according to Rabbanan Shita, there wasn't that much of a difference because there was three lugim of both of them. It just had to be a little bit wider for the wine so it empty out the exact same time. Fighter. Then the Mishnah says, Maravul Shemayim, if you mixed up the two, still it was kosher. Tell Rabbanan, Maitza b'tzduki yechad. Once happened the story with one stuki, that's afikaris, znamakayim, terish, abapim, shenisach agabi raglav. He had the nisach amayim in his hands. And he poured it on his feet, not on the Karen. For Ragmu Kolom B'Esregayim. And everybody started to stone him with the Esregayim. Rashi learns, Vaisa, they also used stones also. And they killed him. Now, B'Esregayim, at that day, Nitkam Karen HaMizbech. They threw the stones, and the Esregayim, and Mamash made a hole like on the Karen, on the corner of a Mizbech. The Heviyah, what they did then was, they brought a bull Shomelech, like a handful of salt. The Sasmu, they covered up that hole. So the Gemara says, "Lo mifnei shehuchshir l'avoda." Not because covering up this handful of salt, covering up the hole, would make the mizbech roy to be used. Ela mifnei shelo yiru mizbech pogum. Stam, it's not nice the mizbech should look as if it has a pogum, as if there's a hole there. So therefore, we covered up just to cover the mizbech, but the mizbech is still possible. Why? The locher is shekol mizbech she'ein loy kevesh. It doesn't have a plank going up it. For loy keren, you don't have four corners on the side. Now the top of the Mizbeach, we know, the top was 32 by 32 amas. A keren was at each four corners, it was one amma by one amma, and one amma high. That was the keren. So if you're missing a keren, it's possible. For lo yisoid, if the Mizbeach doesn't have a yisoid, also it's possible. For lo ribu, if it's not exactly square, it's possible l'avoida, it's possible to do the avoida. Here also, since it became possible, there was a hole there on the keren, it wasn't ribu now, it wasn't whole, so you couldn't use the Mizbeach. So that they filled it up with salt, wasn't able to make it kosher, still be possible. They just did it mainly just to make it, that it shouldn't look like a pkam, it should not look that it's not kosher. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Memtes. Start over again. Last Gemara again was, that voice hayoyim the rogmuhu besrogehim. And Nifkumu Karen Hamizbeach. Fevio Bul Shemelech Vasasmu. This is the Gemara before that says, Lemifne Shuchshul Avoido, El Mifne Shla Yira Mizbeach Pogum. Now the Gemara starts off enough.